Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Remote. R-E-M-O-T-E. Remote. Text the word remote to 72881 by the end of this hour. And you have a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is remote. We're doing these all day, 8K a day. There'll be a new code word for you coming up just after 10. This hour's code word, remote.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. I got about 5 minutes before the Bay Area's premier movies reviews takes place. And this show reaches a level unattainable by
the main people on the show.
Right.
It's only when our guests come in.
Right. Never known.
Yeah.
Here's a couple texts, though, until then. How is it possible that you, as a young child, coined the term for your sister and her woman area, and yet you didn't know that the taco is the emoji for the woman area?
Oh, yeah, the taco.
Duh!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gotta take a bite of the Tina taco.
Tina taco.
Yeah.
You knew that that was the emoji for the woman area?
I don't know, taco? I don't know.
Woman area is a taco, you dummies. Taco is the woman area.
All right.
Also, people are writing in to say Del Taco is in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Few, great. Only a couple.
Great. Oh, yeah. People are saying in the East Bay, the South Bay.
Roner Park.
Oh. Yeah.
Newark, one in Pittsburgh. Hi, it's Regina from Honig. Please remind folks that Napa is not on fire this time, and we are open for business up here. Our prayers go out to our neighbors in Sonoma County and hope they get a handle on this ASAP, and everyone will be safe.
Yep, that's the bottom line. We want them all to be safe.
Gavin has neat hair. What? He looks like a smarmy snake.
No, it's neat as in it doesn't move and is styled into position.
He looks
That's
like...
Neat. He is smarmy. We agree.
When Michael Keaton turns into a snake in Beetlejuice. Sheesh.
Yeah, that hair is terrible.
Oh, I love his hair.
Oh, it's awful.
Vin, Dada is a local band. Come on. The Bay Area has a rich, bountiful, wealthy music history, and Dada doesn't make the top 50.
But
come
Dada's
on.
Dada's good. I liked a couple of those
no,
songs.
No, you didn't.
Sure I did. I had a few.
The Arena.
There's one called Dim.
Dim.
Dim in Disneyland.
Here
I think
today, gone tomorrow.
I don't know that one.
And it says they're out of L.A.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know that they're part of Bay Area music history.
Who knows?
Green
I don't
Day?
Know. Yes.
Rancid?
We'll take them.
Many others? I won't name stuff all day because I, you know, often will get on that track and then never get off. Someone said, Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, yeah. It's been.
1 week was played on Alice.
That was great.
To death.
We need to start taking some notes.
Yeah,
on
we'll
this
take a
we
note.
Remember.
All right. Write notes. You're
Where
so busy writing
it?
Notes. You've lost the page of notes you had on me. How about you get a page?
Lost them?
Yeah,
or
lost
were they
them.
Stolen? Like
right.
Some t-shirts from somebody's 40th birthday party.
Everything comes all down right. to me.
Yep.
And somehow I was involved. Meanwhile,
I wonder why that is.
People are around me all day, every day. I'm never alone.
Yeah. You have not been
framed.
No, Yuzi. You know for a fact, just like
I
do. I
don't know
do.
What the heck happened to those t-shirts.
Yeah, me neither.
Whole box.
I know what happened to him. Vinny
I knew
has,
Vinny,
Vinny
was loading
them.
His presents up in his car.
Yeah, all these big boxes going into Vinny's car.
They disappeared.
And suddenly the t-shirts were gone.
That, let me tell you guys something.
Oh, you tell us.
I'll tell you.
Tell us all about
I
it.
I was driven to that event by
true.
The Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
That
Everything
is true.
That came back from that event came back in a promotions car with me.
And got loaded into your car.
So you're telling me promotions was in on me stealing the t-shirts?
Nope, you were like, that's
nope,
mine
you're
too.
You're like, that's my box.
That's my box.
Yeah, my box.
God!
Oh, by the way, let me go in
well,
through Sarah's papers
and pull
out
the promotions if that
thing.
Happened then?
Who's still here?
They're not here.
Yeah, who's left?
They didn't make it from 40 to 50.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at who jumps in on that one.
It's called true.
Me. He's right.
He's right. Who's left?
Swoops in and
do it live.
Yeah.
You.
Do it to you.
Hey, someone's asking, why is Kapuro in the hospital?
He's not. What? He's not in the hospital. I've just been talking to him all morning.
Oh.
What are they? Is Edson?
I don't know. I didn't look at Instagram today, so I don't know. Is there something on Instagram? I'll look
it up. I don't know.
Look
it
up.
Anything about it. Then he said the president of Halloween, and I thought he meant Jane. Jane is also their co-presidents. Our boss, Michael Martin, and Jane are co-presidents.
It is goth Christmas, what? So oh. It's goth Christmas to Halloween.
Right. But I thought for sure that our boss, I mean, we're going to a haunted house tomorrow to
we sure
do
are.
A show from
the Winchester
one.
Mystery House.
But I have to think he loves them, right? He loves Halloween
yes.
so much.
He does. Well, he loves all the holidays, you know. He's just into it. It's nice, you know. He's such a busy guy all the time that it's probably for the best that he's takes a little time to celebrate life's little milestones. Uh-oh, what's happening? Corey Rosen!
Is this on? I just posted an Instagram story. I'm learning.
Everyone.
Mr. Bagel 44.
Hey, but yes. Oh, you guys.
What's your number right
Epic.
Now?
Epic. It's like 800 or
846,
something.
846, everyone.
What?
Can we get Corey to 1,000 followers today?
I don't know. Come on, Alice listeners.
MRBA.
I was below 700 last week. That was crazy. It was all you.
MRBAGEL 44.
Mr. Bagel 44.
Yeah. I'm one of those.
You are.
Me too.
I didn't see any posts from you this week. But.
Happy almost Halloween.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here we go.
All right, everyone. Before we get to Terminator, I want to tell you about a movie coming out this Friday. It's one of my top three favorite films of the year. It's called Harriet. It stars a woman named Cynthia Erivo. And this film is a biopic of Harriet Tubman. It's a narrative. It's not a documentary. So for those of you who have no idea who she is, she was a slave born in 1822. And in 1848, she did a 100-mile journey from Maryland to Philly in order to gain her freedom. She made it to the North. Yeah. Then she returned 13 times to the South in order to rescue other slaves.
Amazing.
In total, she rescued 70 slaves. So this film is so well done. I was riveted from the moment it began. The courage of this woman, when no one else had any courage to really do anything. I was on the edge of my seat. Seeing the slaves singing in the fields brought tears to my eyes. I had goosebumps on my arms the entire. And yes, Jesus is referred to over and over again. So in my mind.
So this is the best movie of all time. No wonder it's in your top
there
three.
You go.
I mean,
it's all about Jesus.
It is all about Jesus. I could sing the
Wait,
praise.
Is Jesus in it? Is it like, does
well,
the director
yeah.
play
yeah.
Jesus?
Hello.
Like
well,
in Jojo
no,
Rabbit,
no. I mean,
where there's like a
like,
Jesus
just,
over her shoulder?
Well, in her mind, yeah, leading her like through the dangers of the
oh,
South.
Everybody's
yeah,
got imaginary yeah. friends.
Not
in
imaginary.
Rabbit,
this is
huh?
real.
You've got
Don't
a friend in
that.
Jesus.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So this is about the Underground Railroad, then.
That's correct.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I cannot wait to.
I highly this recommend did, yeah. it. I could sing the praises of this film for 10 minutes. The only weak link, unfortunately, is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. I don't know why they... I mean, I guess he's a good-looking guy. They
did you knew that he
name?
Was trouble when
Hiddleston.
He walked in?
Tom Hiddleston.
No, it's not Tom Hiddleston. No. This is like 10 oh, boyfriends ago,
yeah.
bro.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
keep
know.
Up. Keep up, bro.
It's like Alwyn, Joe Alwyn or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole time he's in the film, I'm like, oh, man, why is Taylor Swift's boyfriend in this movie? I keep thinking that the whole time. He kept taking
oh,
me
Taylor
out.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend
is,
I mean,
lover.
We got to get him.
Lover.
Anyway, I'm going to give that this film. I'm going to give it, everyone in the sound of my voice, go see it. Let's make this movie number one this weekend. I'm going to give it 4 3/4 Persian rugs.
Boom.
Is
that's
it wide
big.
Release?
Can yeah, it's going to be a wide release this Friday.
Wide release, it'll be.
Lastly, everywhere. Before we get to Terminator, I know The Irishman comes out this Friday. Al Pacino, De Niro, Joe Pesci, everyone. everyone's going to be like, why aren't you guys reviewing
removing.
This?
Why aren't you removing it?
Why aren't you reviewing this Jimmy Hoffa mm-hmm. movie? There weren't any screenings. We weren't invited to any.
Mm-hmm. And this is a Netflix film, but it's being released on...
That's correct. So they're doing a theatrical release, but it'll also be probably in a week or so.
I guess you get
Netflix.
De Niro in your film.
It has 95% on runs.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of Terminator Dark Fate.
Dark Fate.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Is Linda, that the theme
like
song?
That's this in the corner.
Yeah, no, that's Christian Bale. That was when he had that meltdown.
Oh.
In the background.
Is it with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him losing his crap.
Yeah, yes.
It's Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So in this film, a new kind of Terminator travels back in time, but this time he's not hunting Linda Hamilton.
What's he doing?
Oh, damn, Vin. Come on. Get it. Vinny?
He's there.
Corey.
Yep.
How long was the line to pee when this film was over?
Right. Let's get right to the important parts of the movie. The pee line afterward was incredibly long. I mean, it was really one of the best pee lines that I've seen at a Metreon screening in a long time. Which speaks to the fact that the movie just keeps going and going. Like, you think that this movie is going to end, and it just keeps going.
How long is
it? More than 2 hours, 2:15 or something like that. It's a long movie.
But no one will leave for any reason because it's that riveting.
Well, you kind of can't because it's just nonstop action. It's one of those movies that's just like hitting you, crushing you, like blowing you up. And then you think like, well, this must be the end. And then it's just not. It just keeps going. So in the bang for the buck department, Terminator Dark Fate completely over-delivers. You've got a lot of it.
So this film is ultimately one person. The whole film is ultimately Linda Hamilton. How was she?
Well, I think she looked great. You know, like
how old is she now?
She is.
She's old, man. Somewhere
in the high 90s, I think.
Okay.
I don't know exactly, but she's great. And she, you know, of course, she was the original Sarah Connor from the original movie. She kind of wove in and out through these movies. I think that the Terminator movies in general fall into two kind of camps. They're sort of the before the war and after the war kind of Terminator movies. And this thankfully falls into the before the war kind of category. It sort of jumps through time. And by that, I mean that some of the movies like Salvation, the Christian Bale one, take place like it's a war movie and everything's kind of dark and
everyone's
scary
dead.
And everyone's dead and it's surviving. But then there's the ones of like it's just a normal day, normal Tuesday, and a robot dude shows up and tries to kill everybody and everybody kind of doesn't know what's going on. And there's, you know, a lot of people get injured and mutilated. But those are the ones that Sarah
those
Connor.
Are the fun ones.
Those are actually the fun ones. I think I prefer the normal world with the liquid metal man over the scary monster.
The whole thing's
in charge.
Dark.
Yeah. And so she holds it together.
Yeah.
She's kind of
the star.
Glue. Yeah.
She's 63, by the way.
Yeah.
And then isn't the kid who played in the original in Terminator 2 in this movie grown up? Is Edward Furlong?
No.
Is that his name?
No, he's not.
He's not. He's not him.
Unless he played like a soldier that we just missed.
Yeah. No.
There's a character
there's
that
a
plays his son. And there's actually sort of, because we reviewed Gemini Man a couple weeks ago, there's sort of a de-aging scene where you see sort of a young Sarah Connor, and it looks great. I think, in my opinion, it was better than Gemini Man. The scenes where you see the young version of these characters was just done really well, where it doesn't call attention to itself. It's just in there, and you kind of buy that it's a young...
Is this movie called Dark Fate?
That is.
Yes.
Edward Furlong is listed as a character in this movie.
No way.
Is there a John Connor in it?
There is.
Well,
we
that's him.
Maybe
that
it is.
Then it's got to be
him.
Unless
okay.
they used him as a kid.
Could be.
So this...
Maybe it wasn't even computer graphics. Maybe it was actually a flashback scene.
Yeah.
The guy's like in his 40s now.
If
there's a 40-year-old John Connor, I think he comes back and plays
there
himself.
There you go. Well, maybe.
Well, there isn't a 40-year-old John Connor in this, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So, Corey, this is the sixth Terminator movie.
It sixth?
Seems universally accepted that the second Terminator is the best one.
Yes, totally.
Where does Dark Fate land? Is it the third best? Is it the fourth best?
It's the second best.
This is the second best Terminator movie.
Better than the first one?
Better than the first. No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's better than the first one.
I like the first one.
Yeah, first one's fine.
Wait till you see this one.
Yeah, I'd give that number three.
Oh.
And
this is supposed to be a direct follow-up to T2, almost like they didn't, like the other stuff didn't happen.
Is it?
I don't know.
Ish.
What I read.
Oh, damn.
Not as if it didn't happen. But right. It's a movie where people go like back and forth through time. So there's different timelines.
Oh, all right.
And then they kill someone so that person doesn't grow up. And then that person doesn't come back. And then the end doesn't come when it's supposed to come. So there's a lot of discontinuity.
And the P-line's really long.
And the P-line.
Yeah.
That's the most discontinuous thing. It's like, how long will the P-line be in the men's room? But yes, I think that comparing all the movies, you got to kind of look at like, well, what was so awesome about T2, which was the liquid metal dude, right? Robert Patrick,
come
right?
On.
The effects were great, and the fact that he was this liquid metal dude
Excellent.
Who could go through the bars of the jail cell, right?
He just molds and around he could, and just, right, yeah.
And he could look at you and touch you and like, become
you. You blow a hole in him, and then there he is. It's all back
It's the
together.
Coolest thing. So what did the filmmakers of this one do? More of that.
All right!
Right?
But they take it to the next level.
They take
we
it
don't want
next
to tell you what
level.
What it is.
Okay. All right.
But it's got, if you like liquid metal, then you will love Terminator Dark Fate.
Corey, you teased this earlier.
Yeah.
How are the action sequences?
It's nonstop. It's terrific. I think.
Were you overwhelmed?
Well, I did. There was a point where I was like, that's enough. It's enough. And maybe you're not that person. Maybe you're like, I want more. I demand more. I would get. You can have that. I think that
it's all there for me.
I actually saw Corey like look away. He was like, it's like there were so many action sequences and they're so like. They're just too intense at times. Because we're watching it at IMAX, and this thing is over 2 hours, and I'd say at least it's an hour of nonstop action.
I would also, I'm going to throw this in its favor. I think the thing that differentiates the different Terminator movies specifically is, do I care about the humans, or am I just watching the action? And in this one, I actually liked the humans. I thought the acting was good. I was rooting for the humans to do what the humans were looking to do. So my heart was in it. I was invested. Mm. And so I enjoyed the experience. So maybe the action became too much because they were torturing my poor humans. They could not sustain this level of
awesomeness. All right, lastly, one last question, Corey. There's a trend in Hollywood for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Here it is. Corey, can the guy ever be the hero anymore?
I don't care to see guy heroes anymore. I think we are seeing so many awesome action films like run by women that I'm like, this is good. Run with it. I think it's our time.
Can't we just have both?
No,
well,
not anymore.
It didn't feel gratuitous either. I felt like there were scenes where there'd just be like three women on a journey not talking about their boyfriends and not talking about getting married. Like
what?
It was like just women being good and being tough and being
strong.
It was good.
Nice. If you're a hardcore feminist, like I feel like this movie's for you because
it's time. It's time.
It's apparently
I was
time.
Watching, so I hadn't
Isn't
seen I hadn't seen one or two of the Terminators. So this morning I watched Terminator Salvation, which is the opposite. It's a bunch of dudes sitting there tough. And then as soon as like a woman shows up, she's a love interest, you know, and she's soaking wet.
Yeah.
Right. Like every time you see
has a T-shirt on.
And has
no
a T-shirt
doubt,
on. Right.
Right?
And she's
headlights.
A soldier, but she's like, maybe you want to make out a little
before we go to war.
I'm a woman, but I'm very horny.
Yeah. So Terminator. There's none of that. There's none of that. So it's good.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. The film is so good. If you see it, we're going to tell you like we do every week. Go see it on the IMAX. I've seen all the Terminator movies. I agree with Corey. This is the second best one. Don't drink anything before you see this film. I mean,
you're
gonna have
not
going to
be part of that P line.
I feel like the action makes your bladder work. Double time. Like,
well, you're all clenched up.
Yeah, normally you could like maybe hold it comfortably or the digestion process works slowly, but with action, it works fast.
Is there a slow part in the movie where you can recommend they go to the bathroom?
That's a good
great question.
I would.
Yeah, this is when I would pee. I would pee 1 hour in.
No, you got to tell them a scene. You got to tell them like what to look
for. Not just a time.
Oh, an hour.
Yeah,
an hour. Time it out.
Okay.
Here, I'll... Yeah. I'll tell you when.
Yeah.
You can pee the moment when Arnold Schwarzenegger is introduced in the film.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, you're going to miss a little bit of the backstory, but you won't miss any
action.
Great.
That's a good break.
When Linda Hamilton sees Arnold Schwarzenegger for the first time,
yeah,
run to the bathroom.
Yep, that's a good that's
and
a
then just ask
pro
your
tip.
Friend.
I don't want to watch that human interaction.
You do, but there's
have you ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger act?
I have.
Then you've seen that. You've
All
seen
right.
that scene.
All right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger makes a couple jokes, and I was like laughing out loud. I look at Corey. He's like stale face. Nothing. Not even a smirk.
Well, I saw
he smiled at me to be friendly, but I mean. All right, with that being said, I'm going to give the film 4 Persian rugs.
You loved it.
It's good, but it's not as good as Harriet. I want everyone to go see Harriet.
That got it. Okay, I'll sum it up real quick. Terminator Dark Fate is a terrific action movie with some great performances by strong women, and it's got all the oozing liquid metal that you could want and more. I'm giving it 3 bagels.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's 3. Come on.
Smeared with liquid metal?
Smeared with liquid metal. Yeah. That's what I would smear it with.
All right.
What about the chicks?
Indestructible.
Yeah, it's an indestructible bagel, and that's great. Come see me at The Moth on Wednesday, November 6th. Next week, it is Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. All the information is at my website, CoreyRosen.com.
And visit improv.org anytime you want to check out Bats Improv over at Fort Mason. It's amazing, and it's a different show every single time.
Quick update on Corey's Instagram. He got 20 new followers.
20 more.
Keep that going, people.
MRBAGEL44.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Well, I hope you're happy with yourself today.
Why? What happened today?
I don't know. You've just been more trouble than ever.
Oh, for God's sake.
Meaner than ever.
If anyone's trouble on this show, it's you.
Nastier
now, pipe down for a minute.
Ever.
I want to mention our thing we're doing tomorrow night.
All right.
And it's not tomorrow night. It's tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night is when the trick-or-treaters come.
See how nasty you're being?
Stop it. Tomorrow, 6 to 9, join us at the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose. It's the spookiest spot there. You'll hear the howling of the ghosts, and that's how you'll know you're getting close. We are going to be doing our whole show from there, 6 to 9 in the morning. Come in a costume, and maybe you'll win a prize. We've also got breakfast coming in from the Organic Coup while supplies last. Psycho Donuts is going to be stopping by. Hooman will be on site. It's just going to be an amazing morning, and we hope that if you can, you can make it over.
We're throwing a party. We'd love to have you. Come on out.
All right. Be safe, everyone. Have a great day, and we'll see you in the morning.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.